Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Baron's Crypt here. Going to start in just a moment, but first, the Gregorians, Ave Santani. Had a pretty good week. Mine was so-so. You know, just been a little under the weather this week, but you know, the show's got to go on, so I got to suck it up and put it up for tonight. I've been tagged in more ways than one for the ALS challenge. I'm going to be doing that challenge actually on Sunday. No time today to get it done between getting a show ready, going to a film festival tomorrow, but I'm driving up there tonight, so I just couldn't get it done, plus the weather was never on my side at any time. Every time I was going to do the event, do the ice bucket challenge, I hear some thunder, then someone would come out, then it wouldn't, so it was just a mess. But I was basically nominated by Chrissy McManus, so I'll be doing that. It was also nominated by somebody else, but depending on what happens, I may do the bucket, challenge twice. If I have a lot of people, I'm going to nominate, so to speak. And those who know me should right now be shuddering, going, "Oh God, Baron's going to name me." So, having stated that, this is the first show of Baron's Crypt on the new Horror Scene Network. As many noted, were listening last week. The show was on B-Movie Radio, which is also the SJS podcast system. That ended. The show had been basically boxed up about 4 weeks ago. I do want to thank Armageddon Ed, Truth Tony, Brian Enright for getting me the opportunity to be on their network. And having become a part of this, the Shreddy Metal Beast that I also do on Tuesday nights that many of you like, and I really thank you for the ratings that show is getting, is also now on this network too. So that was really great. And it all works the same. It's just that things happen in life, and sometimes they go a certain way for some people and certain times they don't. But again, I just wanted to thank the Horror Scene Network for that. Tonight we're going to be having a guest. Chuck Norfolk The Haunting Trailer, Getting School. So we're going to have him on the air probably, I want to say by 6:45. That's my time, Eastern. For him, that will be Central time. I think it's 5:45. It just depends. I think he's going to call in. I saw a quick post from him on Facebook. So if he's got the number, he's going to be calling in. And that's another thing. If you're a regular listener of the show, you found a new link by now, I hope, because if you're not, you're not hearing this show. I will be later on giving out the new guest call-in number, so be aware of that. Just to let people know, we got 70 days to Halloween. You better be getting your stuff together. Have already figured out what you're putting up, how you're putting it up, and what else you're going to need, because let's face it, you're going to need some stuff. The movie Infliction has been picked up on Columbia House for its DVD catalog. Now, that's pretty cool. Here we've got a little film that got made. It went out. It's been everywhere. It's going to be at the Horror Happenings Film Festival at the Washington Theater in Washington, New Jersey. It's going to be on the 20th. It's tomorrow. It's going to start about 11:30. You want to get to Earl, get your tickets, get set up, and it goes to about 11:30 at night. Some people say it's going to go to 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, but you want to come out and support the event, then definitely do it. Also to note, this past 19th, the Jersey Shore Massacre had its premiere in New York. I had been invited to the event, but with no transportation to the event, I was unable to attend. Armageddon Ed and Truth Tony went, and so what did I do? Well, hey, I did the Shredding Metal Beast Show instead. You know, still giving out all the accolades I could to all the bands that contacted me and still do, and I still give as much as I can to that. Also, just to let people know, tonight on tap for me is the Michelob Ultra. No, I don't get a sponsorship nor a royalty out of that. People are curious sometimes what I'm drinking, and sometimes I have some more exotic drinks. Check back with me next week. I'm going to pull out something really crazy and see what everybody thinks of that. You'll have to bear with me, people. Like I said, I'm dealing with a small cold here, so I'm trying to struggle my way through it. Roxy Tyler. She basically wants to thank everybody who contributed to their Indiegogo project. Excuse me. When they made their movie, Roxy and Me, basically, if you contribute to the funds, you're going to be getting a Vincent Price kind of glossy 8x10 signed by her and Carmella. And so you have all the perks that you were promised, so just sit tight. They are working on getting it all done. Seems a few people have gotten a little upset that maybe, hey, I gave my money in, you got funded, I want my accolades. Well, just slow the hell down. If somebody promises you something, you know, take it for, I know it's going to be hard for this, but take it. Just slow the hell down and wait. A lot of people get mad at me, too, going, Baron, I sent you a movie, or Baron, I sent you this, and I did this, and I did that. Where's my review? Well, I don't know if you realize this, and I am working my ass off to try to help as many people as possible. But if you don't give me the time, then I just get pressured, and I almost want to shut the hell down. So, sorry, you know, things will get done, just like her. Now, this is important. Casting call. She needs extras to play gothic audience members for a talk show scene in Roxy and Me. Looks like the film is going to be done on the 31st at 1 p.m. It's a one-hour shoot near Langhorne, PA. If you receive a IMDb credit for participating in the project, you have to send her an email. That's the only way you're going to get in contact. Don't go to her Facebook page. Don't go looking her up on Twitter. You have to email her directly. Now, here's the email. So listen carefully. If you don't catch it, guess what? Something called free playback. You can catch it then. carmelahayslett@live.com. To do that, I would say probably put into the subject line, need extras, casting call, gothic audience, something like that. So definitely put that in there. Also, at the same email address I just gave you, you can also get a great deal on a reel getting done. She's fast, she's affordable, she's willing to promote you, get you more roles, gigs. So send her an email and see what happens from then on. Next up, just to kind of throw it out there because I really like the movie. I've seen it now many times, so I just want to throw it out there. Silent Night, Deadly Night is having the 30th anniversary edition on Blu-ray. It's going to be available in September. So when it does come through, I will definitely let everybody know about it in more detail. Sorry about that, folks. I need to take a little drink there. All right, we got a casting call still up for Slasher House 2. It's a sequel to the UK indie horror flick Slasher House, which I did a review of, by the way. You can find that on Rogue Cinema. The film has already found a great DVD home release. It's been a really big hit both in the UK and US. Now, the person who played Red in the character was played by Eleanor James. She has since retired from acting, and she's moved on to other things. So they're looking for a woman to play the role of Red. I presume there'll probably be some nudity or maybe suggested nudity, so you may be comfortable with that. Watch the film. You'll get a feel for this. This leaves them looking for a new lead lady. Also, some other roles are open. So, now you may say, Baron, wait a minute, this is a UK film. Why are you telling us? Here's the reason. This broadcast is going out to Central, Mountain, you know, it's going out to the West Coast. It's going out to people I know in the UK, in Germany, in Spain, Italy. Hell, it's probably hitting somebody in Russia and probably even Australia. So, just because this place is having this in the UK doesn't mean you have to limit yourself. Expand your horizons. Maybe you get this role. Maybe you get to go to UK and make a film. So you got to get it in by the 31st. You can find it at the Slasher House 2 Red casting. You can find it on Facebook, the events. Folks, I am not, I really don't want to read this long number. It's like huge. Just look up the Slasher House and probably be able to find it that way. You can find it at starnow.co.uk/castingcalls/actorswanted/feature film. You get the drift here. Go to the site, figure it out. Basically, you know, for horror features, and you're going to find some really interesting tidbits you can go to. Maybe there's more than one film that you can probably, you know, see if you can audition for. So definitely check it out. Be very good. Also, still trying to get more information on a film called Welcome to My Dark Side, Women in Horror Documentary. So I'm going to be trying to track down somebody for the film to come on the show. Also, we have here Screenbox. Many remember this one. This was Ray Zilla. He was on the B-Movie Network. I think he did Monday Night. He's got a project here. Actually, not a project. Really a channel, if you would. It's called www.screenbox.com. Here's what it is. Uncut and commercial-free, the way horror films were meant to be. Start watching now for only $3.99 per month. That's really cheap. $3.99? Come on. It's $4 for the month. You know, Netflix doesn't have that. I don't think Hulu has that. So that's definitely something to check out there. Moving right along. Let's see here. We've got about 3 minutes into our call-in, so let's see if I can get these done. Tales of Poe has premiered at the Egyptian Theater. Now it's been selected to NOLA Horror Film Fest for 2014. Why do I mention this? Well, it has Bart Mastrananati, who's the director. I know of this gentleman. He's an incredible cinematographer, incredible director, really a talented person. I wish him all the best. The film, you know, had Debbie Rochon in it, Amy Steele, Alan Rowe Kelly, Randy Jones, Andrew King, Caroline Williams. I think it even had Joe Zazzo in it. I mean, this film had just so many people in it. It was really great. I've only seen bits and pieces of the film, but definitely check it out. Definitely look forward to it on the Fest circuit. I think it's going to be just everywhere. If you're looking for more information, you can find it on Facebook. It's called Tales of Poe. Also, it's got its own website, which is www.talesofpoefilm.com. And also on Twitter, you can find it as Tales of Poe Film. So definitely check it out. Give it a lot of support. And, you know, just, hey, these are the kind of films that were on Indiegogo, and now they're getting their just due. So just look at it that way. You started with a project there, and he's moved it all the way forward. Lastly here, we have Volcano Zombies. It's a new horror disaster flick starring Danny Trejo. You can find it on Facebook under Volcano Zombies and also at its own website, www.volcanozombies.com. Oh, I think our caller has just came on. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? It's Chuck.
Is this Chuck?
Yep. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. Have a delicious cup of coffee, you know, just getting ready for the night.
Okay. I had a cup of coffee. It was Irish style, but, hey, it was good. So
that'll work.
Yeah. You know, take a little medication for a head cold, and you have some Irish coffee, you'll be set in life. Nothing I recommend to everybody out there, but I did it, so what the hell?
That's
so,
it.
Chuck, what films are you working on here? Is it the Haunted Trailer and Getting Schooled?
Yes, Haunted Trailer just came out on DVD, let's see, 2 weeks ago, July 22nd, so it's out there for everybody. Target, Best Buy, Fry's, a few others, Amazon,
okay.
Of course. And Getting Schooled, we just locked picture, so got through the grueling, editing part of it, and now we will hopefully start popping a bunch of sound in and make it come to life.
Now, just for my audience, for some of them are aspiring filmmakers, when you state that you've locked picture, what does that really mean?
Well, that means that we, we've done our production, shot everything out, then we go into edit everything, so we get a rough cut, start making notes, do that about 10 times, and we get what we call picture lock, which is, it won't change much from that point because, you kind of have to have things locked in so all of our other pieces are working, like, color correction, sound, music, special effects, visual effects. So everybody's working from the same template. It's basically the movie's done, first step in being done.
Okay. Now, what can you tell us about Getting Schooled? I mean, what are we talking about here? Is this going to be an R-rated film, or are you going PG-13 on us?
This is going to be R-rated. Definitely a lot of gore. Killings and things like that. It's basically the way I like to explain it is, imagine if the Breakfast Club showed up on Saturday morning for their detention and their teacher has a Vietnam flashback and goes on a killing spree.
Okay. Well, that's new, original, I think. Now, some of the actors you had in your film, you had Ron Jeremy on the set. What was that like?
Awesome. He is a great guy, really, excellent actor, really fun to hang out with. He has a million stories to tell. And, he's just unexpectedly, I worked with him on Haunted Trailer first, and he was really unexpectedly very serious about coming in and giving us what we wanted as far as, his acting. And, just great to work with. He nails it,
Okay.
Also surreal.
For a lively set, I take it.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Really serious. I mean, Haunted Trailer, we probably worked a continuous, 9 hours with him on that. And he just, he was there for us and, always had questions, a lot of good input and things like that. So, real professional.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a direct message here. It's for you, definitely. Okay. All right. This comes from Amy Passions. Okay. She's a fan of the show. She wants to know, basically, and I'm trying to understand her question. I think she misspelled something in this. Give me a minute here to read this. Let's try to understand it. All right, I think I get what she's trying to ask here. She butchered one of the words. She butchered it badly. Okay, she wants to know, basically, making this film, do you make it in your image, or do you take it from the audience standpoint of what you think the audience wants to see?
Well, I mean, we do have a script, so it's kind of, my brothers and I, Steve and Tim, wrote the script, so it's kind of something that popped out of our mind, but we always want to make sure that the audience loves it. I mean, there's no reason to really make something unless the audience is going to see it and like it. We try to bring in the best people we can to do it on our budget, and try to make the kills unique in some way. things like that. So, I mean, you always have to have the audience in mind.
Okay. I mean, I'm reading her question. I think she left something out. Amy, if you're out there listening, you probably are. You're a nutcase of mine. Why don't you try to send the message back in, and maybe you can get it fixed this time. Sorry about that, Chuck, but you know, somebody sends
That's
a message
cool.
in, I gotta read them all. So basically, this film came out of an Indiegogo crowdfunding. How did that go for you overall?
Indiegogo went great. Actually, we started. We have investors also, so it's about a 50-50 Indiegogo and investors. We had a really great first Indiegogo where we raised about I think it was like 16,000, and then some other people kicked in after, so we probably hit about 20,000 on that. And the last one we did, we probably altogether about 10,000. So really good. I mean, we had a great bunch of people backing us. People are excited about it, so it worked out really well.
Okay. Now, what are your upcoming projects? And you must have something next. You're really talented, so you got to have something next.
Yeah, I've got about 12 feature scripts right now, and my brother's always come up with stuff too. I have a couple of couple more horror things I'll probably do on a really low budget. I don't know if you've heard of the movie Conjoined that Joe Grisafi directed and my brother and I wrote and I produced, but it's basically a story about a guy who meets his love of his life online, has her come to live with him, and she brings her conjoined twin with her. So, surprise, and then he, further surprise, we find out that the sister is a serial killer. So, we shot that in like 8 days, and for under $2,000.
Wow.
And it's already out on DVD and video on demand. So look for that out there, Amazon and things like that. But I think my next one is going to be something like that, where I just like bang one out for a few thousand dollars in just like 8 days or something.
Okay.
One is called, let's see, what's it called? I can't remember. But anyway, we have one called Wig Splitter that's going to be kind of a 70s blaxploitation meets slasher flick. That my brother Tim is writing. We have another one that's kind of it's also a really gory kind of killer type thing. So those are the two I think that are coming up the soonest, but then I have, three or four more I'm trying to get going also. So
We have another direct message. This one's from Vincent, another fan of the show. Vincent would like to know, what is your inspiration for creating your screenplays? He goes here to say, are you more into the retro, going back to the 80s, and bringing the high points of it?
Well, I think for getting schooled, it was definitely, the 80s. Trying to do something that was a little different, over the top at some points. The Breakfast Club I love 80s slashers, so we kind of did a mashup of those and saw my brothers and I saw where we could take that and kind of that's how that came about. Haunted Trailer was more like, probably like wanting to see which brother outdid the other on just grossness and just over-the-top stupidity. So that was kind of that.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, we're just about out of time for your interview here. Please let the audience know, like, where can they find you, your films, I mean, Facebook, for getting schooled, or any of that kind of information.
Right. Just look for, Lucky Chucky Productions on Facebook, Haunted Trailer on Facebook, Getting Schooled on Facebook. Also, Haunted Trailer, look for that on Amazon, Target.com, BestBuy.com, and others. And I think that Twitter, at the Chuck Norfolk, at Haunted Trailer, and at Schooled Movie. So that's what I got.
All right, Chuck. I thank you for calling in. You have a safe night, and I can't wait to see the next gory thing you present to the audience out there.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. All right, that was Chuck. It's amazing how fast 15 minutes just flies by. Incredibly talented director there. His films, I mean, go on to the Internet Movie Database, look up Chuck Norfolk. I mean, this guy, the stuff he's coming up with is just incredible. You heard there, he's got 12 projects there. He's in some, you know, discussion with, I guess, each one of them. And at some point, you know, this is a guy who just pretty much throws gore at the wall, watches slides down the wall, and decides it's not gory enough. We need to go more. And that's the kind of thing that a lot of my gore hounds out there, my pack of raving lunatics, and you know I say that with a lot of love to you all, but damn it, you know, this is the kind of stuff we've been looking for. You know, these are the films that you've been craving for, so now go out there and support these kind of projects. Because let's face it, without you, this is not going to get done. And, you know, that's all I can really say about it. I mean, you've been clamoring for it. You're tired of the PG-13 crap that Hollywood keeps shoving down your throat. Well, now here's your chance. Go out, support these films, buy them, watch them. Don't rip them off of YouTube or something. Don't do that. You're taking away from the future funding of these films. Go out there, actually purchase a copy. I know you're going to say, well, Baron, come on, man, you get the screeners a lot. Yeah, I do. But then again, I work and I get, you know, I do the reviews and I take the time to really crawl inside the director's mind and the screenwriters, and I really get inside the film. I just don't watch it in a cursory manner and say, oh, that's it. You know, just speaking of that, on a side note, I saw A Measure of Sin about a week ago, and I just want to mention that film. I watched it again. It's really incredible. It's really detailed. Just an incredible film, actually. Really, you know, you really got to have a good understanding. There's a lot of symbolism in that film. If you're looking for a film, again, cookie cutter masses, you know, just right through the grinder, if you would, then that's not the film you want. It's not a quick film. You have to understand a lot of symbolism in there, really get into that kind of film. So that film, I would say, is an art house. But what I'm trying to say is you got to support it. You got to support the art. And that was a really independent film made, really low money, and it's slowly grinding out some awards now. It's gaining some more access to an audience. You have to support the independent market out there. It's constantly being told to you to do. Look, Infliction, small film, goes on to be part of the Columbia House's DVD catalog. So here, Getting Schooled. Now, this film is getting the final touches put onto it now. So eventually it's going to get out. You got to go out. You got to support it. So just noting that out to the filmmakers. Again, I want to thank Vincent Memento for direct message to me. That was great, man. Thanks for listening in. So I know it's a rarity of yours to actually get to listen in because of your work schedule. Amy Passions, wow, you're actually listening. I don't want to find out what you're doing next, please. This is somewhat of a, this is an R-rated show, yes, but I don't need you to call in. It was amazing that Jessica didn't call in or chirp in yet. We seem to have had a running discussion on, I want to mention this to people. Jessica is, to some of the audience who doesn't know, is I like to call somebody who's used too much hair dye in her life and it's soaked in through her brain and has damaged it in some way. that, or she's so new to horror that she thinks Twilight is a horror movie. And let's face it, that is not a horror movie. Okay. So anyway, I do thank those two for direct messages. It's always great when people do that. If you wanted to call into the show, the call-in number is 347-857-3667. That's right. It's a new phone number. Also, during the show, if you do want to direct message me on Twitter, it's obviously twitter.com/Baron_craze. So that's a great way to also get in contact with me during the show. So we are now at the 701 marker, and that means for everybody who doesn't know, that means we hit the, let's see here when I find it, the report on Indiegogo projects, Kickstarter, and the such. I know we haven't done the shout-out to for the This Day in Horror History, but I am going to do one really quick. I just want to note that John Binowitz, is the director of Scare Zone, and I really hope I said your name right, and the film Visitation, The Visitant, which is a ghost story, really cool one, too. I saw it at the Terror Film Festival. I actually saw both those films at Terror Film Festival in separate years. Today is his birthday. He's the author of a really incredible selling book right now, Serpentine Fire. Definitely check it out. Find it on Amazon. Go to the serpentinefire.com site. Definitely find this. It's a really cool thing. You know, almost thinking of all these, you know, sinkholes and things happening, underwater earthquakes and things, strange creatures from the deep. I think John may know something that we all don't. Yes, that John is maybe not even from this planet, and that he knows things about people that and entities that we just don't know about. So let's get over to the Indiegogo section. So first off, I found this one actually today. It's been going for a while, so I do apologize to the filmmakers. It's called The Codex. It's basically a Canadian film, it looks like here. 13 days left, 3% partnership with Backstage. You know, this film only got $720 to it. Needs $22,000. Needs a lot of help. The director's been directing for over 12 years. He's done at least 3 films. He's done features. He's got a love for horror films, and he's known he wanted to do horror films since a little kid, like most of us. And most people probably know his for his work. I don't seem to have the director's name here, and I do apologize for that. The film that he's most noted for was The Unleashed, and that was done in 2011, so you can definitely do that. Check it out. Also, we have The Door, also from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, from Patrick McBreedy. This has got about, I'm going to say almost $3,100 into it, of a 6,500 war chest, and it's got 14 days left on it, so it needs help. So definitely check that one out. Moving right along here, folks. Oops, I'm going to drop all the papers. That would have been a nightmare. All right, we got Happy Ending. Okay, people, your mind's in the gutter. Leave it there. I really want you to be very sick and twisted and very sleazy if you want to. They've got about $1,500 into their war chest of $30,000. They got 22 days left on the project. It stars Victoria D. Meir. Now, some people will remember her from, I think it was called The Werewolf in a Woman's Prison. It was a really weird flick that didn't make a lot of sense. It had a lot of nudity in it. Had the women in prison theme going through it, so it was interesting. Actually, that was another film I saw at the Terror Film Festival. All right, you also have Maria Molson and Jill Envy in it. Being done in L.A., California. Here's the basic description. So we got a hot and hilarious romp of a sci-fi horror comedy featuring chronicles that happens when an alien predator invades a remote desert bordello, forcing the working girls and their Johns to fight for their lives and humanity's survival. Okay, so basically what we're talking about here, we got the Bunny Ranch meets out-of-towners who are away from their wives to have a little fun and find out, oh, damn, I'm going to get killed in a brothel. This is not good. So, Then we got the film I Spill Your Guts. Now, I got to find this filmmaker and ask him a question because I don't get this. His budget for this is $4 million. He's gotten $152, and he's gotten nothing this past week. I don't get it. I mean, I read the plot many times to the audience. A blood-crazed vigilante is carving up New York's political empire. Okay, so it's basically a slasher flick. $4 million? You got to talk to Chuck over here. He's doing films for $2,000, pumping them out in 8 days. I don't think it is the $4 million, so I'm not really sure if it's a typo or what that $4 million really means. So that's another reason to try to find that filmmaker. So, again, it's called Spill Your Guts 2, which means he already did one. I wondered, the first film he did, what, he needed $2 million to get it done? I don't understand. Next up, we got Sandcastle Pictures. They're making their first feature film. They've been ranking in dollars left and right. Got about 18 days left on their project. $23,000 has been booked already. They still need a little, I guess about another $27,000 to make their cut. Definitely check them out. One of the cool things about this is the fans get to choose the title. So you got The Evil in Us, The Devil's Club, or Death Trippers. And I'm really curious to see which one everybody chooses that. I'm personally thinking maybe The Devil's Club. Death Trippers sounds so, I don't know, doesn't sound good. It doesn't really give me that. I mean, the film does have a term about using drugs, and then this drug makes everybody go kind of crazy. So I see the Trippers as being a, you know, remark to or a reference to, you know, doing drugs, but I don't know, the title doesn't grab me, so I'm curious what you all think about it, too. Again, see, Crystal Lake, the series, has gotten its total funding done. There's a few days left on it, but pretty much it's tapering out to be here, $1,650 of a 1K war chest. It's by Jonathan A. Moody. A lot of filmmakers know his style, what he's doing. He's got a ton of projects on the front burners. And you just don't know which one he's going to get done next. Basically, it takes the storyline of Tommy Jarvis, who becomes the sheriff of Crystal Lake, town from the evil that lurks in the woods. These are basically 15-minute episode web series that will be done. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm happy for Jonathan. You know, he really works his ass off, and he's gotten something pretty cool there. Okay. I'm going to kind of skip the film for a moment and do this other one. Mermaid Down. 4 days are left in this project. $76,000 have been banked into the war chest. It still needs help. You know, the war chest is 100K. So it definitely needs help. Wait a minute. Oh, boy. Jessica's on the line. All right.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Jessica.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry I didn't call in last week. I was busy.
That's okay. Don't tell me. You're watching, I don't know, The Little Mermaid.
No.
Okay, sorry. It was just a joke. So, how are you?
I'm good. You said I was listening to your show. And you said something. You said Twilight isn't a horror film. I don't understand because there's vampires in it. Vampires are always in horror. So there.
So there? That's your answer?
Mm-hmm.
So there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Yes, vampires are in horror films. Terrific. It's not a horror movie. It is maybe a teenage romance film, if that.
Well, I'm not a teenager.
Okay. So, what? Don't, you know, look, it's a film that when you look at it, and believe it or not, folks, I have seen bits and pieces of this film because when you're in horror, you see things and you go, God, why did I have to see that? The wolves look like they're enormous creatures to the average human. I'm like, wait a minute, this thing is so large, and yet it transforms back down into a person? It's enormous. Everybody knows that with a werewolf especially, you've got them, they have to have some human characteristics. They don't get totally bent out of shape. I mean, well, take the Howling, okay, from 81. Now, that film there, yes, they grow a little bit tall, the werewolves, but they don't get so enormous. They don't walk around on all fours and talk to each other in a kind of voice or something. I mean, I don't get the film. And as for the vampires, okay, they're, let's see, they're really built. They got all the hair. They're really nice looking. It's not a scary looking vampire. We want scary looking vampires. We've got Salem's Lot. We've got, the Dracula by Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. And I mean, he looks kind of sinister there. You know, we have the vampires that look pretty nasty. I mean,
what about the movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt?
Interview with a Vampire.
Okay.
I think that film there corrupts Anne Rice's book. Her book was more gothic-like, and I think that film took it a little too, I don't know, modernized. I mean, I saw where it was going, but I don't know. Tom Cruise seemed to really enjoy wearing the lacy outfits at times. I mean, he just seemed to be really into it, where Brad Pitt's character was a little bit more withdrawn, and he liked to chew on rats. I don't know. Maybe he got that from his life of, you know, he did some other horror films there. I think one was called Cutting Class, where things were a little more bloody for him in that film than this one. But, yes, to answer your statement, yes, vampires are in horror movies. That is true. But they're also in comedies, too. So maybe this is a form of a comedy? Look,
okay.
All I can say is you like it, that's great. Buy the books, buy the movies, buy the posters, buy everything you can find about it, support that kind of movie. However, that is a Hollywood movie. We are, mostly on this show, we are talking about a lot of grindhouse, a lot of gore hounds, horror hounds, independent films. But again, to each their own, Jessica. I thank you for being a loyal listener to the show. I know that my fans, you know, love when people call in and express their knowledge of horror films, and you have done that most wonderfully every time, as a she audience.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well,
anything
I'm going to go now.
Okay. Go watch Twilight again. Watch it into the twilight of the night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so we had another call in there. That's great. Again, you know, I love talking to the fans, and sometimes, yes, I will tease you, but I'll never really put you down. And a lot of people know that. I will never, never, ever do that to anybody. You want to express a view on horror, that's great. You want to call in and be a prankster and, you know, be a coward in that way? I mentioned that because on the Shredding Metal Beast this past week, we had a caller call in, and he decided he wanted to prank the show with some racist-charged language. That's what it sounded like to me. A couple other people said the same thing. So, if you want to call in, it's 347-857-3667. I pronounce, you know, I'm going over those numbers really carefully because they're brand new to me, and I got to learn those numbers. Before, I was able to rattle off the other set without even thinking about it. All right, so let's get back to the Indiegogo films. So, again, we were talking about Mermaid Down. I'm right now in talks with the filmmakers to see if I can get one of them to come on the show for next week. Really going to see about having that happen. Also noting Skull Fry's Scream Machine. It's not doing well. He's looking for $3,200. He's got almost $400. About maybe 20 days are left on this project. He needs help, folks. If you're looking for another anthology set of films with five twisted tales and an introduction from Lloyd Kaufman, then this is what you want. This is what you want to get. you know, just see what you can have here, folks, to help them out. I want to also note, again, here we have On a Country Road is being fully funded. So you don't have to give them any more money. They are funded now. They've got 4,300 in the bank. War Chest was only 3,500. So the War Chest is busting at the seams, funded 124%. Then again, there's something at 21. It really doesn't need any more. You and me, obviously, you can give to it. Next up, we have Caesar and Otto's Paranormal Halloween. Again, it's the first fully interactive crowdfunding experience where you, the audience, will choose the title, the dialogue, and pretty much almost every detail on the screen. It's got about $2,600 into a 4K, war chest, so 67% funded. It's, you know, about 3 weeks left in the project, but that's not way to the very end. Let's do that. Next up is Blood Reservoir, which originally was known as just Reservoir, but it has changed its title, which I think is a better title. This film basically, I think, enhances its title by a lot. And, of course, it's been, it's got about 15 days left on it. And this film is really incredible. It now has $6,000 of a 5K war chest. It went up by 80% in a week. Think about that. 80% in a week. I mean, this is incredible. So it's now at 121%. Really great. I'm really happy for them. It sounds like great. So let me go back to this other film. I cannot understand why this film is not gaining any traction. This film is Ligeia. It's got 15 days left, I believe. It's going to be done in Philadelphia. You know, Edgar Allan Poe. We got the Poe house in there. We got a lot of incredible cemeteries around. We got a real gothic sense in the city. And it's only gone up 10 measly dollars in a week. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps it's because the film only has a trailer showing and that the trailer doesn't show it anymore. It just talks about the film. It doesn't really give a couple of scenes from the movie. It includes Kristen DeLuca and Victoria Gates. And by the way, Kristen DeLuca just did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I was going to challenge her after I do it on Sunday, but that's not going to happen now. She already did it. So I'm going to have to find some other people out there. But maybe you need the actresses to do more, come on the show. I've interviewed both of them. I've interviewed the director, Alexander. I have done just about all I could do to help this film get to some point. But it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. I mean, they need quite a bit of help. They need, honestly, folks, they're going to need about $23,000 more to get to there. And that's going to take a lot of work in about 15 days or less. All right, so moving right along, we move over to Kickstarter. First up, right now, I've really only got one film on the list here, and that's Pretty Fine Things by Ryan Scott Weber, who I believe is going to be at the Horror Happenings Film Fest tomorrow. But basically what happened was he got his $10,020. They got funded $9,000 in 4 days. So that's just phenomenal. So definitely check this out. You can find Ryan Scott Weber on Twitter, Pretty Fine Things Movie on Facebook, WeberPicturesCompany.com, so definitely check it all out. Again, just got funded, so he's going to start making this movie. Maybe you can ask him a few questions when you go to the film fest tomorrow, and you should because it's supporting independent filmmakers again. Let's see, moving right along, just to let people know that the T-Fund site, which was basically trying to give sell 150 T-shirts, has failed. That was for the film Ripper. a friend of the show, Joe Randazzo, did not make his goal. They sold 11 shirts out of 150. I think maybe if he wants to do it, he's got to go to the Indiegogo circuit. He has to go somewhere else and go a different way. And he knows a lot of filmmakers. So Joe right now I know is doing some bit thing now. So he's slightly changing direction from the screenwriting. So, Joe, if you're out there, maybe we can get you to call into the show, set up an interview, and, you know, discuss a lot of different topics. I think you'll be a great addition to the show. I know a lot of people would definitely like to have you on the show and hear your words of wisdom. So let's see if we can set that up. Okay, moving along here. I definitely want to get to the what has happened in this day in horror history, so let's jump back and try to get that one done. We'll grab the paperwork there, folks. Okay, so basically the 22nd has had some activity. In the past, we've had Night of the Creeps release, Mimic has been released, as I said, John Binowski, maybe is your name. I always screw his last name up. I do apologize. I've never been good at names. Films, yes, names horrible. It's his birthday today. You know, I was out there. I wished him a happy birthday. Send him the link to the show. He's probably banging his head against the wall. Why can't I get my name right? I'm sorry, John. Hey, maybe we should set up an interview and get you on the show, and I'll learn how to say your name. All right. On the tomorrow, we have, see here, Ray Park, Stunt Devil in Sleepy Hollow was born. That film had a lot of incredible stunts in that one. And also the film You're Next was released 1 year ago. Let's see here. On the 24th, we had Dark Man released, Ghost of Mars. The Apparition was also released. Now, the 25th, pretty sad day. Only had Zombie 2 released. Gee, just something to, you know, eat away at your gut for a while. Moving right along. Looks like nothing happened on the 26th. I don't have anything listed, so as far as I know, not much really happened that day. The 27th, we have the, see here, The Hidden Room, A Friend in Need, Episode 1, Season 1, Episode 6 was released. Boy, that was somebody really grabbing the bottom of the barrel to find something to happen. Now, the 28th was like everybody and their brother decided to do something on the 28th. So here we go. I'm just going to run through what happened. I'm not even going to give you the years. You just hang on and go for this one. We have Pet Sematary 2 and Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me released. Then we also had Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Tale of the Shiny Red Bicycle. The Loves of Edgar Allan Poe. Rope. Haunted Palace. The Gruesome Twosome. Hell Night. The Rosary Murders. House 2. The Second Story. Frankenstein Reborn. The Final Destination. Halloween 2. Health Freaks. I mean, incredible. Then we, you know, even go down to here into Simon Oakland, who played on Kojak, the Night Stalker, the TV series, the original one. He was born. Just a coincidence. The next day, he dies. I mean, wow. Talk about having a real interesting little life there. Then we have here the 20th again. Daniel Stern is born. You know, he's been in Little Monsters, Chud, Leviathan, and Otis. I'm curious, how many people know what Chud stands for? I know you guys are going to go look it up. This is a really timed one here. So if you know what it is, you can call in at 347-857-367. you know, again, that last four digits at 3667. So anybody know? I'll finish this off and go back, and we'll see if anybody's got it. Also on the 28th, David Fincher, he was also born. He's the director of, I love this one, of Alien 3, okay, 7, all right, and Zodiac. You know, somebody else, you know, I got this from somebody else was saying, they call Fight Club a horror film. I don't see how it is, but all right, I'll let it go. Also on the 28th, Robert Shaw, the Captain Quint of the film Jaws, who also came up with his own monologue for the SS Indianapolis speech, he died. And Ruth Gordon, who appeared in Rosemary's Baby, also died. So if you don't know what the Chud stands for, I believe that was cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. So that was the what those letters stood for. I saw part two of that film also, by the way. Bud the Chud, I think it was called. Ridiculously filmed. But the first one was really cool. I thought the first one used a lot of interesting aspects to it. Okay, just moving right along here now. We're going to move into the films that have been released for this week. These are mostly films you can find on DVDs or video on demand. We've got Cam to Cam from IFC Midnight. Basically, we've got five Bangkok tourists have gone missing after making online contact with an unknown party. Okay, so we already know there's going to be an interesting time, maybe come down to the final girl kind of scene. The box cover art for that does instill that there's, sexual torture and other things that are occurring. Then we have Leprechaun Origins from Lionsgate. Backpacking through the lush countryside, two unsuspecting couples discover a town's chilling secret. Wow, how do we know they're going to meet something of an old cabin at the edge of the woods? So we're not in the woods, we're just at the cabin on the edge of the woods. So what? Soon they find Ireland's one of the most famous legends is a terrifying reality. All right. Next up, we got Croc. No, these are not the shoes, but the Beast from Echo Bridge. This is a re-release of the 2007 entry as the Killer Animal Maneater series that ran from 2007 to 2011. Basically, that's all we need to talk about. It's basically a giant man-eating croc. I may have said the other word. I'm sorry. I do apologize for that. Oh, boy, I think I just screwed that one up. All right. Been sinking his teeth into everyone. Although, if I did say the other word, I think that would be a really cool kind of film. The only other film I could ever think about that came that nutty was Killer Condom. Now, that's where we're reaching out to some of the horror fans out there. Killer Condom. I've never actually seen the full film. I saw a portion of it, and then something ate the tape. That's how far I went back with that film. But I think I did screw that up, and I do apologize to all the fans out there. If someone's listening, maybe that'd be a pretty cool horror film. All right, so let's move along. We got Face, a frat party massacre from Pathfinder Pictures. Basically, an annual Halloween fear competition between frats and sororities goes awry when drugs and alcohol and an old battle of sexes is all mixed in. Basically, it's that kind of film. We'll just move right along. Okay, next up. We got a lot of these films. Then we got Legend of Hell from Phase 4. See, it's England. The year is 1434. An ordinary woman is tasked with transporting a legendary amulet to the ancient city of Kamiya. And she's pursued, and people are after her, and there's bloodshed, and all the people are trying to save humanity. Ooh, how nice. Then there's Maneater from Echo Bridge. We got a small town sheriff, and it's Gary Busey. Oh, boy, he doesn't even have to act. He's already probably crazy. He doesn't encounter many serious crimes when he's on the clock. But the discovering the nearby woods are littered with body parts. Well, body parts. Gary Busey, woods. Either somebody named Famous went very, very crazy, or these are the body parts of the people on the Celebrity Apprentice show. While investigating the source of these vicious attacks, Gary's character is finding monstrous paw prints everywhere in the forest. That can only mean one thing. This was also one of those films that was in the Maneater series. Then we move right along to Never Lake from Phase 4 also. We've got a teenager visiting his strange father in Italy. And he comes across this ancient lake. It's guarded by the spirits of the dead. And, of course, he's going to wake the dead. All right, moving along, we've got then Only Lovers Left Alive from Sony. Set against a romantic desolate of the Detroit and the Tangor. An underground musician is deeply depressed and in the direction of honor of human activities, reunites with the, you know, killer. It's a love story that's gone completely nuts. You going to watch it? Great. I'm not too big on a lot of Sony pictures, so I'm ambivalent if I'm going to watch this. If it comes on, I'll obviously watch it. Next up, we've got The Quiet Ones from Lionsgate. We've got a professor who uses some controversial methods, and he takes the students off the grid to take part in a dangerous experiment, basically to create poltergeist. And it's based off the theory that paranormal activity is caused by human negative energy. Rogue scientists perform a series of tests on a young patient, pushing her to the edge of sanity. Okay, that's pretty cool. I like that. But you want negative energy. I can think of a ton of people who have a lot of negative energy. Next up, we got Rosemary's Baby from 2014, Lionsgate. It's set in the present-day France. It's the made-for-TV movie. Okay, that's enough. Then we have The Sacrament from Magnet Releasing, the documentary film crews, a photographer's search for his sister, and basically it all hides a very dark secret in the commune that she was in. Well, that's interesting, like a cult film, really. Next up is Septic Man from Anchor Bay. I just remember hearing about this film recently. I am definitely trying to obtain a copy of it. One of a long line of exploitation Italian Mondo documentary films, basically going into the African tribes. It's pretty cool. It's interesting. I think we're going back to the Cannibal Holocaust type of film, so it's interesting, this venture. Next up is Varsity Blood, a football season, cheerleaders. We've got somebody's going to take a big one for the team. It's a Halloween football match. We've got an uninvited guest. The high school mascot is armed with a bow and arrow, a battle axe. Hey, mascots get upset when you don't pay attention to them. And after all, some people just need to have a little butchery on the field. Let's face it. I think football fans would like a little more bloodshed on the field. We haven't had it yet, so maybe this will give it what we want. And last, we have Zombie Wars, The Battle of the Bone from Eagle One Media. You have two divided communities in Northern Ireland. Boy, Ireland got into it this week now, didn't they? Must set aside their political and religious differences in order to survive a drug-crazed zombie mob. Okay. All right. Not a problem. So we have a good old zombie flick with, you know, thugs, burning bridges, high cholesterol, martial arts, a lot of shooting, a lot of killing, a lot of slashing, a lot of blood, gore, guts, eyes popping out of bodies. Hey, this could be a fun film. All right. Now, just to let people know, what have I seen this past week? Well, here we go. I've seen Species, Ghost of Mars, Manhunter from 1986, The Fly from 1986, Event Horizon, The Ninth Gate, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, Dead and Breakfast, American Werewolf, Dino Croc versus Super Gator. You don't need to watch it. Save your time. The Fan from 1981, in honor of Lauren Bacall. Really good film, by the way. Interesting to see a young Michael. I don't remember his last name. In fact, I don't even know how to say it. B-I-E-H-N. Okay, there you go. Insomnia, which starred the Robert Williams, Witchville, which, again, you don't need to waste your time with. And I also saw a film that was sent to me from Brink Vision called The Muir House. This is not a bad film. If you get past probably the first 25 minutes of slow building, pumps you with all this information, the last half of the film is pretty damn good, and I really recommend people to watch it. So if you have that energy to stay for that first 20 minutes, definitely stick around. It's a good film. I think it's going to get some people's attention. So that's that. Moving right along, get back to now over to our Facebook roundup. found a few films on here. Now, I don't always do this part of the show because there's not always a lot of films I find. But this week, guess what? We're going to be doing it. I'm also going to take a moment here because I haven't done it in at least 2 weeks. Just going to take a moment to do the Elvira push. That's right. On this new network, especially, I want to see if we can get Elvira to be on the show. So I'm going to be playing the song from Ghoul Towns called Mistress of the Dark. It's only about 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Basically, what I do here is I ask the fans to basically contact the real Elvira and see if she would be willing to do an interview on the Baron's Crypt show. So we're going to play that right now, and I'll be back in about 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
Listening to Baron's Crypt, starring Baron Craze.
All right, everybody. I'm back. See, that didn't take very long. I did it. Again, that is the push that I've been doing for a while. Try to get Elvira to be on the show, something I like to do. And I find it to be fun for everybody. It's also a great song by Ghoul Town. Book Roundup. So here we go. We've got A Place in Hell. The movie, you can find it on Facebook, and it's called A Place in Hell, the movie. Not too hard on that one to figure that one out, folks. So, It's directed by David Bubar. It's a postgraduate student named Nicole Hart, a young woman struggling with her past. Nicole teams up with a group of student filmmakers to make a movie for their final grade in film school at a local fright farm. Meanwhile, a homicide detective searches for answers close to a case that costs him his job, his family, sobriety. So it could be an interesting type of film here. Definitely check it out. It's got its own website, which, again, is the same title I just gave you, A Place in Hell, the movie. You can find it on Twitter. It's called A Place in Hell, TM. So definitely check that out. As I stated before, we talked about a film called Codex, and that's C-O-E-E-X. You can find it on Facebook. And here's where I have the director's name. I knew I noted it somewhere. I just didn't note it in the other section. The director's name is, I'm going to try this one too. Here we go, Manuel DeSalva. It's got to be DeSalva. Writer is Scott Gertson. Basically, we have the allure of an individual power versus the strength provided by the bonds of love. It's the good old-fashioned good versus evil story. Basically, we've got strong elements, including fate and prophecy, inner demons, human connections, the power of forces beyond the understanding of mere mortals. So, looks like an interesting film. You can find it on Twitter also under CODEX Movie. It is also, again, like I said, through the Indiegogo. You can find it there too. Definitely check it out. Another one we got here is Power. It's going to premiere at the Screen Fest in 2014. I believe that's in October. It is directed by Devin Downs and Kenny Gage, starring Robert Lissardo, who, by the way, was at the Bazaar AC a while back. When was that? That was in June. Speaking of Bazaar AC, you know, I'll get to that in just a moment. Anyway, this film has basically six college hopefuls vacationing, partying in Eastern Europe. All right, we already see problems. Six, too many to keep on the budget. We got them vacationing and partying. Well, you know that's never good. In Eastern Europe, oh boy. And they get, of course, more than they bargained for. Why not? Wasn't included in the package deal, probably. And they get caught up in a madman's local fiendish side business. Really? Well, well, well. Now, I was going to say, was Bizarre AC is going to have a part three. So if everybody's enjoyed the tantalizing terrors that has transcended that place, then you should definitely check it out. I have no dates about it. I just know there's going to be a third one. I don't know when. Obviously, it's going to be in AC, most likely. I don't see why not. I just don't know, you know, any more information than that. When I do, I will inform you of that. Next up, we have Do No Harm by director Don Johns. Basically, this is where good and evil end and begin. The good intentions probably do no good, or do they do good? Maybe almost a philosophical film here. He basically produced, directed, and wrote it. The DVD is out now. And then, yes, that's right, folks. Drinking on the job. Even with a new network, a new boss, I got to keep my same, you know, kind of condition. Can I drink on the air? Hell yes, I can. So anyway, the DVD is out now. You can find it at Do No Harm Movie on Twitter. You can find it on Facebook at the same name. And you can find it at its own website. The DVD is out now, so definitely go out and get it, folks. I'm trying to obtain a copy so I can do a review and let everybody know about the film. Next up is a really weird one that came across my platter today, if you would. Excuse me. We have Hen's Night. That's right, Hens. Basically, you can find it on Facebook called the Hen's Night Twitter at Hen's Night Film. When a newly engaged Jess decides to throw a New Year's bash and to hit two birds with one stone. I know that's somebody out there's favorite statement. Two birds with one stone. Pete has never jumped all over that statement either. She's not anticipating the arrival of her long-estranged cousin, Laura. Laura comes to reconnect, to announce her own engagement. Being introverted with no close friends, Laura recruits Jess and her friends to celebrate her bachelor weekend at her home in the woods and has requested a relaxing spa weekend. Gee, going to be a raunchy night, all in town with some less than fun times. So whether it's a horror film or not, it could be a horror comedy. You know, I don't know. I don't know much about the film. Didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of research on it, but it did come across the desk, and I always like to get that information out. another one here is Death Dummy. We've got the film. Again, I'm trying to get in contact with the filmmakers to come on the show. I don't know if this film has been officially released, but basically it's made in homage to the poorly made 80s and 90s films from the shot-on-video standpoint. Basically, they provide a film that's full of bad acting, practical effects that are poor, sound quality that's shoddy, and lighting and editing that's pretty crappy, too. Now, there's two ways to do a film like this. Either you're going to do it really well, or if you do it in the same manner that you're trying to achieve all these other aspects, then you might have just made your worst film and you want people to sit through it, and really you're saying, oh, no, we did it in homage to this. But in reality, what you actually did was that you made a really worthless film, and it's really bad and everything, so are you trying to pass it off or not? And I think you need to be honest with the audience. What are you trying to tell us here? Is this what you did or what you intended to do, and then you're using this other excuse as a cop-out? Excuse me again, folks. I am battling with this cold, and I think I'm about to lose my voice. But we're going to push through as far as I can. If all of a sudden I can't go any further, I will have to end the episode early. So I do apologize in advance. So here we keep going. We got Carver. Carver is an 80s-style slasher film done by and co-directed by a 14-year-old a young lady named Emily DiPrimo. I was on the set. I'm getting an article about it. They're in the editing mode, really working hard, really doing a lot of stuff about it. Occasionally they take out breaks, which everybody does, because eventually, if you ever lock yourself in a room to work on a project, I've done it with photos or even an article, there are times where you just go, I cannot do this. I'm not in the mood. I'm having trouble. This is not working. You got to get up and get away. You got to go do anything. Me, I'll usually go out, find a small tree among the property, and I'll take it down with an axe. Which is always fun for the neighbors to look at me, because I'll usually wear a very bloodstained white T-shirt, and everybody's looking at me like, okay, the Baron has gone homicidal and decided to chop up all kinds of things. So that's pretty cool that she's doing that. There's a lot of things happening with that film. Can't wait to see the final product. Moving right along. Haven't really had many updates on Zombie Killers from director B. Harrison Smith, so we'll have to look into that. I know that Adam Albright, I believe, is going to be at the film fest that I'm going to tomorrow. So I'll find out from him some of his future projects. Hopefully I'll get him on mic, and I will then play that for you next week. Also, moving right along here. Again, Zombie Isle is in post mode, so we'll definitely know that. You know, it's a gory, blood-soaked homage to the Italian zombie splatter flicks of the 70s and 80s. I definitely miss those type of films. I always found them to be quite tasty. Always good to watch whenever you needed a good, you know, a good moment to say, you know, things could be a lot worse. We could have zombies running around. Oh, well. Again, we had Chuck Norfolk on the show talking about his film Getting Schooled. And just so people understand what this film is about, in 1983, a group of high school students, basically the brain, the athlete, the basket case, a princess, and a criminal. So, yes, it is the Breakfast Club. Meet for detention, must run their lives must run for their lives when their teacher in a wheelchair turns out to be an ex-Black Ops officer having a murderous flashback. Okay. So that's different from the other one, Detention of the Dead, where you have the same type of characters all dialing a zombie-infested movie. So, okay. It comes out from a studio called Lucky Chucky Production. The genre is slasher. Definitely check it out. Find on Facebook called Getting Schooled Movie. I think that's pretty cool. Definitely. Another thing about the Blood Reservoir, just a note to people, is filming the 23rd to the 31st of August. So tomorrow they start. It's supposed to be a horror comedy. It should be a pretty cool flick. Definitely keep you posted on that. Next up, just to let people know, we've got the Blood Reunion 2. Madeline has officially wrapped again. It's probably starting the editing sequence very soon. So this is definitely where it tells a tale of a homecoming that turns into a night of terror and horror as a family secret is turned loose in a family home. Let's see. What can we think about in horror? In a family secret. So we're already thinking, daughter and father have had relations, maybe a mother and son had relations, and the offspring was Madeline, who then started to grow up and actually fell in love with the father, who then had a child. You see how twist I can get this to go? Maybe she falls in love with her father, the son, and there's a lot of twisted ways you can go with this. So, there you go. That's a nice way of putting all that out there and going, Baron, why did you do that to us? I did it because I thought it was right. I thought it was right to terrorize your brain. You know, I get all kinds of crazy thoughts going through mine. It's only right that I terrorize yours. So, moving right along. Just to let people always know, there's at least 200 festivals occurring around the world at any given time. So definitely, you know, check out a lot of different sites to find out about them. On here, I do an interesting thing. I do something for the tattoo fan. Now, I've gotten this question recently. Baron, why tattoos? Because a lot of horror fans ink themselves in honor of their horror icons. You know, Kane Hodder with Jason, Robert Englund with the Friday the 13th, the Nightmare on Elm Streets, Michael Myers with Halloween, Pinhead with Hellraiser. I mean, there's a lot of different films. And I think it's only right that I include it because I don't see anyone else doing it. So, you can find these things at www.worldtattooevents.com. The month started off with 25 tattoo festivals. It is now left six left in the United States. Basically, this weekend, we've got eight tattoo festivals. Five of them are out of the United States. First up for this weekend, we have Ink Masters Tattoo. That's the number two show. It's in Texas. Killinan, Texas, that is. August 22nd to the 24th, so this weekend. Then we've got California with the Bloodline Tattoo Trade Show, American Vets. That's only going off on Saturday and Sunday. The website that they gave does not work, so sadly I can't give you any more information than what I just gave you. Then we have in Pennsylvania, the NEPA Tattoo Arts Fest, going from the 22nd to the 24th. They have an actual pretty cool website. It is www.nepatattoofest.com. You've got a lot of incredible artists online. They're going to be there, I've got John Mezza, Megan Massacre, Sarah Miller, Jason Ackerman, Timothy Bohr, Casey Anderson, and Marshall Bennett, and probably even more after that. I just gave a smattering there, so I hope everybody does go and check it out. People always ask me, Baron, Baron, hey, you got a tattoo? You're going to love this answer. No. And they go, why not? Well, I've got reasons. Number one, I could say, look, if you're going to commit a crime, the tattoo could be a very big signaling thing that, hey, you're that person. You go, because look, you say, hey, it's a tall guy with dark hair and dark eyes. He's got this huge Grim Reaper, you know, thing on his bicep. Okay. They find somebody who looks with those descriptions, they pretty much got their guy. Then they go, hey, it was a tall guy, dark hair, dark eyes, no distinguishing marks. Oh, damn, it's going to be harder to figure this person out. So what are you going to do? I mean, I thought about getting a tattoo a couple times, maybe something on the back, but I would want to, you know, really detail and tell a gothic story or something. Something that, you know, you look at it and go, wow. There's all these incredible images into it, a lot of work, and it'd be very expensive. I mean, something like that would probably rank easily $5,000, I mean, the way I'm talking. A lot of color to it, a lot of different patterns going on under it. So I think that's something where I would just go, nope, no, I don't think it's for me, in the sense that I can't afford it, and I would have to find somebody who's really in keen of what how I'm thinking about a lot of imagery. Also, we've got the Blood and Babes Expo. This is going off on September 12th through the 14th in Westbury, New York, at that 1504 Old Country Road. Basically, it's for the collectors of the B-movies, Grindhouse, Hot Babes, Sultry Vixens, Sexy Playboy, Playmates, Cyber Girls, Glamour, Supermodels, including the WWE, Wrestling Divas, Fantasy, Pinup, Comedy, Sci-Fi, and horror, and much more, and it'd be jam-packed into the event. I'm going to take a swig of beer here before I try to go through this rundown of who's going to be there. All right, here we go. We got Holly Pockets, Sybil Danning, Donna Spear, Nina Peeps, Dawn Lynn, Mike Mahoney, who did Sloppy the Psychotic and A Dark Place Inside. He's going to be at that film fest also tomorrow. Chris Dalving, Sir John Odassi, Krista Allen, and Debbie Lochan, Scott Perry, Monica Malik Dupree, Krista Wood, Raven Lexi. Wow, I mean, the list just keeps going on. You got like people like Tana Swain in it, Susie Lorraine, Wendy Fora, Shauna Stewart, and then you got Genevieve Rossi, Scream Queen. All right, the body bag for this week was empty. So sad. I did want to mention one other thing. There seems to be a black mass that's going to be occurring soon, and we've got the Catholic Church is trying to get an injunction against them having black masses, saying that they're not allowed to use any type of sacraments or not to use any type of wafers or anything else. And they just want them to be stopped. They should not be allowed to have a black mass. Really? Okay. Nutty news time. Who cares? Seriously. If they want to worship the devil, let them. I don't see what the big deal is. It's under the First Amendment. They have a right to the religion. Why are you doing this to them? So, having said all that, I mean, I just look at it going, people say, well, I thought you were going to stay off these kind of, you know, hot bucket, you know, topics and things. Well, see, in horror we have religious views. Okay, there's no way of me talking about The Exorcist without talking about good and evil, right and wrong, the demon and, you know, and slash devil working against the high almighty lords. But there's a little thing. Basically, you got to understand that the Lord created Lucifer. Let's face it, he did. So he took all his evil and he expelled it to who? The devil, if you believe in all this. So basically, you got to say that Jesus is the devil, and the devil is Jesus, and that's how you get this one done. So I'm wondering how people feel about that little statement, because, you know, I was looking at it this way. Horror is in everything, and everything is horror. And you always try to say that the Lord is in everything, so he must be in the devil, because, hey, technically speaking, he's a thing. He's a demon. He's not a human, so he is a thing. So the Lord is in the devil. I just go by what you all say. I'm just using those words. Once again, this is the Baron's Crypt. If you want to listen to this, you like horror and all types of insanity. So if you want to call in and talk about horror films, or you've got a horror project out there and you want to discuss it, and a great way to inform people is through this show, because it's available for playbacks, and it'll be being tweeted all over the place come tomorrow, probably. So the number here is 347-857-3. I know, I wish that last digit was not a 7, but another 6. All right, moving right along. Of course, everybody knows for the internet horror, you want to find it. You got sites like blackflag.tv. It's got over 50,000 viewers. It's a free network. You got realtvnetwork.com. It's got a lot of B, C, and Z-grade horror. You got the topdocumentaryfilms.com, so you got a lot of like, ghost story type of films. CrypticTV.com, pretty cool site. They're constantly upgrading it, so definitely check it out. Then you've got your Popcorn Flicks, your Viewster, your Filmcom, your Hulu, Snack Films, and YouTube. Also now you've got www.screenbox.com. For $3.99 a month, you get to have all of their access, too. All right, we're going to move along to our Haunted Attractions section. This has just been added for the Halloween season. When the season is over, it will go away again. So we have ghost tours occurring in Ocean City, New Jersey, PA, so that's basically Philadelphia, Lancaster, and Gettysburg. We also have for the New Jersey hauntedhouses.com site, again, 70 days to Halloween. Got a lot of different locations. I keep going through these to check the websites to see if they're really good or not. You got the Field of Terror. You got who's looking for actors, so that's the Field of Terror Haunted House and Hayride. You got Scream Farm at North Hill Farm. Just to let people know, the Nightmares Haunted Attraction in Montvale, New Jersey, the web page hasn't been updated since 2013. The schedule isn't updated. I don't know if people have a late start or they don't plan to do it, but now here's something they put on another website. Our main website will never be updated with this information, as we don't have the time to get it done. Please check our voicemail. A little snooty there. Oh, we don't have the time, so, yeah, well, do this instead. Okay. If people are usually going to go to your website, wouldn't you that be smart to get somebody to check it? All right. Moving right on. We got Howell Graves Haunted Manor in Kingsburg, New Jersey. You can find them on Facebook at Howell Graves Haunted Manor. It's all put together and there's no spaces, no nothing. It's open now, so definitely check it out. Got the Corner of Chaos, Scream Acres in East Windsor, New Jersey. The Jobs Tab cooked at. This weekend, there's more casting hours for Haunted Scare House. Between 1 to 6 p.m. for the 23rd, 24th, and 30th in Wharton, New Jersey. Definitely something else to check out, folks. All right, we've got about 25 minutes left of the show. So we're doing really well on time this week, so that's really good. We've got other ones like Nightmare at Gravity Hill in Jackson, New Jersey, Scary Rotten Farms in Brick, New Jersey, Bamboo Gardens, Walk of Fear. Don't know much about it. Website wasn't that informative, I found, but you can find it out in Vincentown. Bain Haunted Attraction, Livingston, New Jersey, Bloodshed Farms, Columbus, New Jersey. Then we got Brighton Asylum, Passaic, New Jersey. You can find there by clicking the Work Here site link. Definitely check it out. And then you've got, C. Corelzum Farms Haunted Hayride of Terror in Marlboro, New Jersey. Click the Seeking Actors link. Didn't get too far in this because the site went down. I don't know why, so I haven't even checked Haunt World, and that site was down too, so it was kind of weird. I was going to give you the update on the Pennsylvania haunted houses. Pretty much, I'm going to give you two sites here and a little information. So I wanted to give you something, because I promised you all last week, and damn it, wouldn't you know it, site goes down, there's nothing I can do. You've got pahauntedhouses.com. You also have hauntedhouses.com/states/PA/. So obviously that's a really cool site. Obviously, you know, with that, you're going to go to every state you want to go to without problems. And a couple for PA, you've got the King George Inn, the Reading Fire Station, Aaron Burr House, Independence Hall, and the Eastern Theater. I would also like to note also for the Eastern State Penitentiary. Whether you go there for the Halloween season or go on a historical tour, it's downright eerie no matter what you do, because that place is eerie. There's just no question about it. Okay. Like I said, I also want to throw this out there to the people who are thinking about doing the haunted houses. I mentioned it last week, but I'll mention it again. Really be aware of what you're getting yourself into. A lot of people go through them nowadays as young punk kids who are going through and taking a swing at the actors. Why? You paid your money, you're going into a place, and you're going to get scared. The whole deal, the whole reason you came to be there. So what are you doing now? Oh, I'm just going to double up my fist and punch you in the stomach, or punch you in the chest, or punch you in the face. And if you're a girl working, they're grabbing the ass, they're grabbing the breast, they're grabbing here, they're grabbing there. I mean, really? And then we'll say, well, oh, call security. Get security at your scene. It's nighttime. It's dark inside. Your visibility to watch for things is very limited. And they really don't want to bring security in because, well, if I bring security, I've got to shut down the activity. I've got to get a report. I got to do all this other work. And it doesn't work for you in the end. Because I've called security at scenes before, and security goes, yeah, so, or what? Is that supposed to do something? And you go, wait a minute, you were told by management before we started today what you were supposed to do. And they go, eh, what? I was supposed to do what? I heard one place, and I'm not going to say where it was. But before we would start, and this is how creepy, if I didn't need the money, I would not have been there. This guy comes around and says, what's your order? And I didn't know what he meant. He said, well, what do you like to drink? I said, well, I guess I'm taking a couple bottles of water. He goes, no, I'm not here for the water. I'm here for the alcohol list. And he goes, you tell me what you want, give me some bucks, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to the liquor store and buy everybody what they want, and I'll be back and I'll drop off your list order. It's like, what? A little while later, another guy comes around and says, what's your order? So the guy with the drinks already went by and says, no. I'm here for the drug order. Like, the drug order? What are you talking about? And the guy actually says, he's like, hey, I got all kinds of drugs, you know? I say, I don't want any of that stuff. I'm here to scare people. I'm not here to get drunk or high. I need another one. Same guy. He said, oh, do you need a rubber? I said, what? What are you talking about now? And he goes, well, you know, we're in the woods. You got girls out here, too. You said, hey, you screw one or two of them. I said, what? That logic just was like, this is not how I remember the haunted houses being. They were more of a family, you know, circumstances. The workers looked out for each other. Everybody was happy with each other. It was none of this crap. So now I guess that is the crap. So moving right along, just to put it out there, definitely be aware. Definitely be, try to make friends with your co-scene workers. But if you're at a scene all by yourself, definitely be aware of what's going on. All right, just moving over here to the anniversary portion. A couple films that are celebrating their 10th anniversary this month is Corpses. That will be actually this weekend. We'll celebrate its 10th. Anacondas, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid. Also, the 27th is going to be celebrating its 10th anniversary. As for the 30th, we have Chud. That's right, Chud is back. And that's going to be on August 31st. And then we got Hills Have Eyes Part 2 and Night Shadows also celebrating their 30th in August. Past week, Black Magic from 44 celebrated its 70th anniversary. Basically, we have Charlie searches for a murderer and missed numerous ghosts conjuring up a strange variety of spiritists and occultists. So just to throw that out there so people are aware of that too. Now on to our event section. Again, I'm noting these sections a little bit more just because we're on a new network and some new people may be out there going, what is all this about, Baron? Please, let me know what's going on. So we have the Horror Happens Film Festival event showcasing a variety of horror genres, 13 short films, cheers from the United States, Canada, and Spain for one day, nearly 12 hours. The doors are open at noon on Saturday, the 23rd, the Washington Theater, 165 East Washington Avenue, Washington, New Jersey. Zip is 07882. Definitely come out. We got a lot of filmmakers that are going to be on hand for this event. Ryan Scott Weber, Mike Mahoney, B.K. Kolowski, Mandy Del Rio, Jack Thomas Smith, Billy Pond, Michael Joy, Chris Dalbe, Adam Albright, and Izzy Lee. We'll definitely be on hand for that. Also, noting that it's also already going up tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, The Evening with Edgar Allan Poe at the Bard Theater, 5 Mead Street, 3rd floor, South Orange, New Jersey. That's also another shout-out to the Ligeia film people. You can find out about it at this website, www.interactproductions.org/Poe. Next up, just to let people know, on September 5th, we got the Zombie Pub Crawl at the Infect Scranton site, so definitely check that out. I'm going to mention this again because it's going off on Sunday. What a way to spend your time. It's the first Go Topless Pride Parade in New York City on Go Topless Day. Find out about it at the Facebook site, Go Topless. You can also find out about it at the website, gotopless.org. Make sure you put org in that one. And Twitter, Go Topless. It basically says a U.S.-based organization founded in 2007 by spiritual leader Raleigh. And they claim that women have the same constitutional right as men to go bare-chested in public. And it's being done in honor of Women's Equality Day. Some other upcoming events before we get to our shout-out sections. Just a note here, happening today and tomorrow is the SMB 18th Fate and Destiny Annual DC Summer Masquerade Ball. Find about this event in Facebook's events. Here's the number. I'll go over kind of easy for everybody. 260-736-6751-3095. It starts at 9 p.m., so actually you have a little time if you're in the D.C. area to get to this. It's at the Aqua Club and Lounge, 1818 New York Avenue, N.E., Washington, District of Columbia. Zip is 20002. Also happening this weekend is GlamourCon at Long Beach, California. We got models, playmates, pinups, collectibles, workshops. You can find it on twitter.com at GlamourCon, and that's being spelled GlamourCon. Also, the website, samename.com. 28th, you've got the Toronto Film Fest. I'm going to give a couple more dates here, then it'll be in advance, but I want everybody to be aware of them. September 5th through the 7th, Weekend of Fear, Wilkesboro, PA. We also have on the 10th of September, Skeleton Witch is performing with Ghoul, Black Anvil, and Vector at the Underground Arts in Philly. On the 13th of September, you've got the Washington Theater is having the second annual Metal Fest show. $10 to get in. Just a moment, folks. I've got to know this week. Okay, moving right along here. On September 13th and 14th, this goes out for John Henderson, the creator of Bizarre AC. He's having the Atlantic City's Seafood Fest for his third year in a row. And thanks to a generous grant from the CRDA, the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority, the event is going to be free. So definitely go check that out on Facebook. September 20th and 21st, there's a wine fest in Chemung, New Jersey. For the friends out in L.A., California, Days of the Dead is at the end of September on the dates 26th to 28th. And throwing it out there, for LC Macabre in November 1st, Masquerade of the Macabre Halloween Ball. Ronconcoma, New York, I believe is how that one is. It's from the Twitch Productions and the Clarendon Hotel. Brings you the Masquerade of Macabre. Basically, the experience actually starts on Halloween night, but you can arrive, you know, you can arrive the night before and you know, enjoy everything. You can find out about this at the www.livingdeadmafia.com/lead-story/253massacre for the Macabre HTML. All right, just to let people know again, Shreddy Metal Beast will be on Tuesday night. It's doing really great. I thank everybody for listening to that and coming out for that. It's really great, and I really appreciate it. I've gotten close now to about 105 likes on the Baron's Crypt page. Definitely check that out. By Monday, since it'll be at this fest, the link for this show will be up on that site. I think I also owe you all one additional. I'll check, and I'll get both of those up. Again, as people always ask, what can we do for you, Baron? Well, it all starts simple. Listening in, supporting me, going to read the articles I write, you know, find me on Twitter and talking about horror films. You know, if you want to send me, you know, I think about reviewing your DVDs, whether they're horror, exploitation, splatterfest, grindhouse, horror hound. I mean, I don't care. Even in the adult horror erotic thrillers, some people are asking me to do articles on that now. I guess because they say, hey, you're the horror historian, so you should be able to do it. I guess, okay. So definitely do that. You want to thank me, have my name put on your credits. You can thank me by just, you know, autographing something to me, you know, all kinds of things. So it's really cool. I've gotten props from people's films, didn't even know about it, and that was really cool for them to do. Like I said, that's what you can do for me. I'm pretty much all free. The only time I will charge you for a cost will be if you want me to write you a screenplay. So just to note that, if you're looking for that, so that's going to take some few dollars from you to get done. Some sites to check out. As we kind of get down here in our final time, it's got about 11 minutes left. Check out ZombieResearchSociety.com. Then also check out the following sites. You got the ARXMortis.com. Check that one out. And you got on Facebook, Dark Moon Press. Also on Facebook, Paranormal New Jersey. Then you got HauntedPlaces.org. Also on Facebook, you've got Circus Rejects Entertainment, but it's actually circusrejects.ent with Carnage and Grin, two guys from Bizarre EC. Really great guys, really hilarious and nuts. You got hauntedhouses.com/hauntedhotels, another great place to look. Then you've got the a really cool one I found today. It was immortalmasks.com. Saw them, what they can do. I mean, damn it, if that's a mask, I'm just blown away by what they can do. You can find them on Facebook also at Immortal Masks. Just to let people know, you got Facebook with Historical Smithville. You got Ghosts and Legends of Historical Smithville, New Jersey. The Village Green is Friday nights at 8 p.m. Lastly, the horrorscene.com. New site is up. Lots of things are going on there. They're getting better with each passing day. A lot of the horror babes are going to be listed on their page soon or is already going up. You got Misty Couture, Haley Day, Serenity Steele, Marissa J, Sharon Untu, Carlos, Shalina, Sheena, Marie, and Desiree Mello. So definitely check that out. And we're coming down here in the last 10 minutes of the show. And it's time for the show shout-outs. Once more, if you want to be included in the shout-outs, all you got to do is contact me during the week, and I'll make sure to include you, your site, something about you. But pretty much if you get on this list, you're on here for a couple weeks, if not longer. And, you know, we've corresponded. Maybe you sent me something free or did something, and that's great, and you're on the list for a while. I just want to note here to Run Hunville for his song that he lent me last week called Rebirth off the album Rebirth that came out in February of this year. It's available on Amazon along with five of his other albums. You can also find him on cdbaby.com/artist/ Brunhunville, which is spelled Brunhuville. You can also find him on iTunes. Really great song, really uplifting music. Definitely, definitely, definitely check him out. As usual, people have been finding me now at this Club Diner, usually Tuesday mornings from 1 to 2 in the morning. Sit there pretty much enjoying some OMG Chocolate Dreams. The candy there is like fabulous. It puts the Fudge Kitchen's fudge to shame. I mean, I've been a person who says a couple fudge pieces, people get them at Fudge Kitchen. 3 days later, the Fudge Kitchen's, it's crumbly, it's hard as a rock, you must just chew a rock. This chocolate, the fudge, I mean, it lasts for weeks on end. It's just so chewy and delicious. So that was pretty cool. Met a guy in there named Mike Volpe, a nightclub singer in Philadelphia area, really big horror fan, really got into a long discussion. One of the people who works there, Lainey, she's in the horror films too and tattoos, so it's a really interesting conversation. I want to give a shout-out to Armageddon Ed for one, great friendship we're building here. And thanks for letting me become a part of the Horror Scene Network. And to that, I want to extend thanks to the Horror Scene itself for bringing me on board. Great week here, two shows off. One was full with a prank call in it, and this one I'm just battling through as I'm trying not to lose my voice. We're almost near the end, so I should be able to make it the last 7 minutes to the finish line. After that, I'm pulling out of here and heading up to get ready for a fest tomorrow, so definitely everyone go out and check out that fest tomorrow. I've given you all the information. I don't know what else I can do to get you to go. I want to thank everybody again on Twitter. I'm up to like 631 followers. I mean, I just thank you. I mean, that's just incredible. I'm getting followers now for both this show, for what I do for Rogue Cinema, all the articles I'm writing for the Shredding Metal Beast. So it's just really incredible. And again, I thank everyone sincerely for that. Also, I want to give another shout-out to the kingofhorror.com site and their free promotions they give to filmmakers. So that's really great, another free avenue. Then we give a shout-out here to Annie's FX Productions. Definitely check her out on Facebook. It's Annie's SFX. We're down to our last about 6 minutes here. So I want to give we're going to give it to Obscure Chaos Azeem, Charlie J.J. Cougar, who's an author and also lead singer of the band Overdue Exorcism. Also Christian Jensen, and a really talented author. Again, we know about the SerpentineFireNovel.com site. Check that one out, please. Toasted Head with the Merlot. Again, I'm still looking for the bottles of Merlot. If anybody's got it, knows where I can get it, please let me know. You got the Indiegogo and Kickstarter horror filmmakers always out there supporting you. So that's really cool. And let's see here. We've got the Worldwide Multimedia.net is always seeking to acquire films. So check them out, too. Also, the HorrorMetalSounds.com. And lastly, I'm in talks to get the screener from the Jersey Shore Massacre. So before I close out the show with Jenna Torture's Vampire Lover, I think that's what I'll play tonight. We're going to give you my contact information. That's bcrazednumeric2.wix.com/official site. You can find me on Twitter under Baron_craze. On Facebook, it is Baron Craze, one word, lowercase. All right, here's the mailing address. If you want to send your CDs, DVDs, all that kind of stuff, you can send it to Baron Craze at 230 Kings Highway 30, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 0833. And actually, I think we're going to change it up tonight. I think we're going to go with Skin Harvest by Ex Machina. So, folks, that's everything, and I just thank everybody for listening into the show tonight. Have a good weekend. Go out to a lot of events I've just told you about. Support the independent market. And, everyone, hey, you know, the extreme makes a lasting impression, so definitely do something extreme, especially with all these ice bucket challenges. All right, here is Skin Harvest.